The basal ganglia are a very mysterious set of structures. They comprise the stratum, which we commonly call the caudate nucleus and putamen, and also this set of structures often called the ventral stratum, including the nucleus accumbens, and their outflow through the globus pallidus. I think it's been difficult to suss out the basal ganglia because, in a sense, they're an entire brain in their own right, a bit like the cerebellum or the hippocampus itself. And they do tend to ape or mimic what the neocortex does. So the cortex projects in a very orderly way to the basal ganglia. And one of the functions of the basal ganglia is to send streams of information off to the motor system for performance. Another main function is to reroute that information back through loops to the frontal cortex in particular. So it's acting on this information and adding something to it. What is it adding? One possibility is that it's adding motivational activation or salience via the activity of the dopamine system, which projects to the stratum. We think that the stratum in general is very importantly involved in the elementary or first stages of selecting a response. The details of that selection are then filled in by the cortex. So that's as far as we've got the basal ganglia, but it's something we're going to continue to strive at.